from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
All right, so yesterday I told you guys, I went to the dentist last week. First time in 6 years I'd been to the dentist. Don't at me. I'm not a nasty person. Life came at me fast.
It's okay? Like the shower conversation.
Life came at me fast.
Yeah, you look like you've been chewing rocks, those teeth.
By the way, I think Jason Kelsey's worse than me. I mean, he's gone out and said he doesn't wash his feet, never washes his feet. I'm not that guy. Just look, the Cavs only get it once every maybe 3 or 4 showers.
Let me
just say this.
As someone who was the Veronica Corningstone of a newsroom when I had to moonlight as a news reporter in addition to my sports duties a long time ago, I would get assigned the cupcake, you know, assignments, right?
Right.
So B Block Blackman was my nickname, and I had to cover a dental thing for free dentistry services for people in need. But your mouth is the gateway to a lot of things.
It really is.
That is my point.
Well, also your heart health too.
Yeah, sure. It's the gate. Yeah.
No, here's the thing. Like I said, I go in there, the dentist's like, oh, you haven't been to the dentist in 6 years. I'm like, okay. Well, first of all, don't get judgmental on me, which he wasn't. He was just like, yeah, man, life happens. I had to explain to him, first of all, that my old dentist was up in Suwannee. I got a job in Marietta. Did not want to drive all the way that far. So it became difficult. Then
all that
COVID
matters
hits.
Is that you're here now.
Right. That's then COVID hits, and then children happen, and you're like, you know, life is crazy for a little bit. So I wanted to get back into a little bit of good mouth health. All right. So I go last week, got a couple cavities. Here's the thing. If anybody's ever had a cavity drilled, there's one thing that really, really stinks about having multiple cavities. It's when they are on both sides of your mouth.
Been there. Right? Ooh.
So when you have a cavity
stereo
on the right
setting, huh?
And a cavity on the left, when you have a cavity on the right and a cavity on the left, that's when it becomes more difficult. So my cavities were scheduled to be filled yesterday. I stepped in the dentist's office. You know, you walk into that one room where you know it's about to go down. Like the other ones are just for teeth cleaning or whitening or whatever's going on down the hall. You step into that one room where it's like, you know, the trays are laid out, all these utensils, the headlamp, you know, everything else.
The torture equipment there.
Right. So, listen, he starts with the right side. He gets the needle out, and, of course, it looks like something from a movie. And, you know, gets that right side good and numb, leaves, comes back 10 minutes later. I'm half asleep at this point. And he starts kind of just, you know, poking the side of my mouth and, you know, kind of feeling around the gum area. And he said, hey, how are you feeling? And I said,
I feel good.
So he goes back to it, and he's like, all right. He throws the headlamp down like he's a welder. You know what I mean? Where they get the head nod, and that thing flies in. And it's like a UV lamp and everything else. And you hear that drill come on, and you're like, oh, my God, here we go.
Ooh.
Here we go. Ooh. I'm sitting back there, and he leans in. And I'm like, you know what? I don't feel anything. He's going at it. I'm like, man, this is great. No problems detected. I'm leaned back. He's kind of talking to himself because obviously I can't respond in conversation right there. He's just kind of going about his own, hey, you know, I did this the other day and I did that the other day. And I'm like, y'all are just talking amongst me while I'm laying underneath you. Hey, scalpel, please. Not scalpel, but nonetheless, you can kind of imagine what happened.
Hammer, chisel.
Here's where the biggest problem then came into play. And he moves to the left side of my mouth. You know, after he finishes up the right side, he's like, looks great. Get the kind of, you know, bite down on the piece of paper to make sure the bite's all good. Moves over to the left side. And there's a verse in a Blake Shelton song about this. And I figured I'd let Blake Shelton tell the rest of the story.
And he stuck that needle down deep in my gum. And he started drilling before I was numb some things.
The love song.
He stuck that needle in my gum, and he goes, all right, man, here we go. Stuck that thing down in there, and boy, when I tell you, I almost headbutted both him and the woman that was helping him and came levitating up off that chair. He was like, hey, you know, if anything happens, just stick your hand up. Both my hands flew up in the air. I was like, hey, oh, my God.
Show us on the doll what happened.
I was like, I'm going
to
put on the stoic face. I'm going to be I'm going to be that guy. You know, I was like, nothing wrong with me. And he was like, hey, sorry about that. I thought you'd be numbed up. Gave you twice as much over here. Figured you were good. You okay? And I was like, oh, yeah. No big deal, man. No big deal. And at this point, I know he can see the sweat pouring off my forehead because I'm like, dude, that sucked. Oh, my God. And anybody who just listened to that drill or has ever been sitting in that seat knows that feeling of, oh, my God, I hope this does not get painful.
Smell the enamel being shipped away.
but nonetheless, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, stop, stop.
It was like, hey! Oh.
You know what happened to me one time here? It was about 5 years ago. I had the worst toothache, and I'm on there with Harper LaBelle. I mean, the pain was, you know, all the waves of pain?
Significant.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 38.
Yeah.
And finally, you know, I had to just stop doing the show.
No kidding.
On the air, I go, if there's a dentist, 404. And guess what? A dentist called. Guess where his office was? 7th floor on this building.
You're kidding me.
That's divine. That's God.
Here. Yeah.
That's God taking care of me.
You're
that happened
me.
On the air. Yes.
So you walked right down and got.
Yes, and this is a weekend show. He came
was
in.
Was it a cavity, a root canal?
Yeah,
a crown?
Root canal. Yeah, it was root canal.
You're kidding me.
Yes. And he came in that day within an hour because I was in hell. I was about to just take myself out the window.
Oh, my gosh, dude. You're so lucky.
Are you crazy?
Did he numb you up pretty good, though?
Yes. I mean, that's divine guidance right there. If there's a dentist just throwing something to the wind, a dentist calls. He's two floors down. He comes in within an hour.
First of all, shout out to that guy on the 7th floor for listening to the station.
God was looking out for me that day because that was awful.
Nonetheless, overall, good experience. But there was a point in time where I did levitate off the chair yesterday.
Like Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
Here's the thing, though. I'll tell you this much. When I got home and my mouth finally came to last night, I brushed the crap out of my teeth. I was like, I am never going to put myself back in a situation where that guy has to numb me up for anything. I'm good.
My grandma turns 90 next week, has never had
a
cavity.
Good.
That's the only one I've ever had.
Good
that
for
one?
You.
Gosh, I'm a pro, unfortunately, as I preach that the mouth is the gateway. But for some reason,
I think
it
those
happens.
Were my third and fourth yesterday, or fourth and fifth.
Ooh, yeah. I've had a root canal. I've probably had two root canals before. But I'm like, I told Mike I was a pro. You know, I just, I'm like, hey, let me see the mirror. I kind of want to see what's happening for a second.
I've never had a root canal, so y'all tell me. Did they have to, like, get the pliers out? You know what I mean?
Just drill down.
They just drill down and get all the stuff and then fill it.
When I realized yesterday that I was not numb, first of all, it got really cold. All of a sudden, it felt like somebody was pouring cold water straight down into the nerve.
Ooh.
You know that feeling?
Oof.
And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, my God, I can feel this. And, not a good series of moments. But nonetheless, I'm all good. Teeth are good.
Double-check your dentist. Just, you know.
Yeah. No, he was good.
I'm always like, shoot me again.
He was great. Big hockey fan. He wanted to talk hockey. Well, he was talking hockey to himself. From Western Canada. So, he was talking hockey.
What's that, a boot?
He wasn't worried about the NBA draft last night. And I was like, dude, I got to get these teeth right.
That's great. Well, a lot of you probably were. I know we were. And we want to hear from you. We've been discussing it throughout our show. The Atlanta Hawks taking Zachary Richechet with the number one overall pick. You can give us your thoughts on how this will impact the Atlanta Hawks in the future. Call us at 404-726-0929. Our wake-up call is next here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.